Since 2005, 31 Major League Baseball players have been suspended for the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Four in the year 2012, and the latest, of course, being announced just yesterday by Melky Cabrera of the Giants being suspended for 50 games. Victor Conti joins us on Sports Byline USA. You certainly know the story. He's been with me before on Sports Byline. He was the founder and president of Balco, which was ground zero for the problems that Major League Baseball had when it came to performance-enhancing drugs. Also, you know the story about the Olympics and athletes like Marion Jones and Tim Montgomery and others involved with performance-enhancing and drugs as well. So it's very timely that Victor joins us now to talk about the state of what he found at the Olympics in London when he was over there, and also baseball. The story breaking today, of course, in the USA Today, Victor, is and the quote from you is, I would say maybe as much as half of baseball is using performance-enhancing drugs. Tell me a little bit about why you feel that way.
Well, first let me say it's always a pleasure to be with you, Ron, but back to your question. You know, a lot of people reach out to me and consult with me from a variety of sports, and some of them I choose to work with and others not. And some are open about it, and others I'm willing to help on the down low, so to speak, because they may be afraid of the taint of mistakes that I've made in the past. But I think that's my assessment. That's my guess from more of an educated guess. That, and part of the reason I believe that is because the testing for specifically synthetic testosterone is inept. It's so easy to circumvent that test, and a lot of people think that there's new designer steroids being used, like the Clear back in the Balco days. I don't believe that that's the case. I think what has happened is that the athletes have went back old school, and they're using things like testosterone and EPO. There's been many new generations, but you got to understand that testosterone, the fast-acting gels and creams that athletes use today, will clear, and you'll be back up to within the allowable TE ratio, the limit that baseball and other sports allow, within 6 hours. So they can play a game, rub on some testosterone. It'll peak about 4 hours later, and by 6 hours after they take it, when they wake up in the morning and go to the ballpark the next day, they're back to testing negative. So it's very, very easy, and they do get some benefit from it in terms of tissue healing and repair and recovery. So I think the use is rampant.
You know as well as I do, the reaction from Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, is, as he said, there is no way that Victor Conti would have information that would allow him to have any basis on that at all. Is Major League Baseball burying their head in the sand on this still?
I believe they are. You know, I mean, I can point out so many loopholes with Major League Baseball's drug testing program. Bud Selig says, you know, we've got the most effective drug testing in American sports. That's simply a joke. Let me give you another example. Major League Baseball's contract with the Players Union allows them to test up to 375 of their players per year during the off season. Now, this is the time when these players are using anabolic steroids in conjunction with intensive weight training, and that's when they build their basic strength and speed base that serves them months later during the competitive season. So it's 4 or 5 months a year where they can use all kinds of steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. If you go back and you look at the actual number of players that are tested by Major League Baseball during the off season, you're going to get a number somewhere between 50 and 60. So if you have the right, as Major League Baseball, to test about 30% of your players, why are you testing less than 5%? So I don't see a genuine interest on the behalf of Major League Baseball in catching athletes that are using drugs, because it's during the off season. That's the time to put your hook and line and pole in the water and catch some fish, and they seem to be wearing a straw hat and laying down under a tree taking a nap.
Victor, you and I have talked at great length about this, and maybe you can give me some insight into the mentality that makes athletes continue to cheat by using these substances. Because, as you know, there's been a bright light shined on this issue since back in 2004, 2005. And every year I hear about an athlete in the National Football League who has been suspended for 4 games because they continue or they were involved in a performance-enhancing drug. Why is it that athletes are continuing to do this knowing that the system is trying to catch them?
Well, I think it's because the system is inept. And therefore, if you feel your competitor, you're an offensive lineman, or you're going up against a defensive lineman who's using the stuff, and it's really giving him an edge, and he's knocking you on your butt play after play, pretty soon you're on the bench, and the next thing you know, you're out of the league. So they feel that they have to do what they have to do in order to be competitive. The thing that you need to understand is this testing, if they're pulling the wool over your eyes. I mean, when football went before Congress and basically got a pass, I almost fell off my chair. You know, less than 1%, nobody believes that, is using drugs. And so that's the problem, is the testing is inept. I mean, and let's talk about a solution to this synthetic testosterone. I said this, I've been saying it for years, but I was very vocal about it last November, about 3 weeks before Ryan Braun tested positive for synthetic testosterone. Well, at that time, they were introducing the growth hormone test, blood testing. And I said, why would they spend $400 on growth hormone? Because growth hormone does not enhance performance, as many people believe. It does not. There's a study out of Stanford where they looked at all the research ever published on performance-enhancing effects of growth hormone. Zero. Now, will it, in my opinion, if you side-inject, help with the healing and recovery of connective tissue, ligament, tendon? It might. Will it burn body fat? It might. But does it increase muscle strength and speed? The answer is no. There's not a single shred of science that shows that it does. So it's all propaganda. Oh, let's plug this big hole here. Let's go after growth hormone. When this TE ratio, testosterone, epitestosterone test that they've used since 1982, which is basically worthless, a normal person, male, has a 1-to-1 TE ratio. The allowable limit is 4-to-1. You can have a 3.9-to-1 and come back as negative, and your testosterone levels triple the next guy. Now, Ryan Braun tested positive for testosterone. Then we had Alistair Overeem, the UFC fighter, test positive for synthetic testosterone. Then we had Lamont Peterson, the boxer, test positive for synthetic testosterone. Then we had Debbie Dunn from the U.S. track team, 400 meter, right before the Olympics, test positive for synthetic testosterone. One of the six out of 6,000 tests they did in London was for synthetic testosterone, one of the positives they found. This is a huge loophole. This is what they're doing. I'm here now to tell you there's a simple solution. Simply do this CIR test. The acronym stands for carbon isotope ratio testing. It differentiates between synthetic testosterone, which is manufactured from yams or soy plant, as opposed to endogenous testosterone your body produces, which is manufactured out of cholesterol. If they would just incorporate this test, they would plug a huge loophole. That's all they got to do. It's a simple fix. If they want to reduce the use of anabolic substances, and I don't believe there's a lot of designer steroids, i.e. the clear that Balco had years ago, they can do it. It's real simple. Bud Selig, I got a simple message for you. Incorporate this test and plug one of the biggest holes, if not the biggest hole, in drug testing today in sport.
It says in the story in the USA Today that you knew that San Francisco Giants outfielder Melky Cabrera was cheating. What did you base that on, Bob? Victor?
Well, I was told this from sources, just like, you know, when I talk about players, you know, I'm not going to name names, Ron.
Right, that's all right.
Some of the biggest names in baseball have come to see me and talk to me, okay? So they know what's going on. They tell me what's going on. So just like I knew a month out that Melky Cabrera had a positive drug test, and there were rumors everywhere. I heard it from multiple sources. And let me explain how this process works. You get a positive drug test. Well, let's back up even one step further. You pee in a container when the testers come. They separate it into an A sample and a B sample. The athlete initials both of those labels. They test the A sample first. It comes back positive. They contact you. You're allowed to bring your lawyer and a scientific technical consultant with you. In Melky's case, the test was performed at the water-accredited lab in Montreal. He has to schedule, they have to schedule all their experts, and this typically this process takes between 3 and 5 weeks. So they show up about 3 weeks later. He watches the A to Z process of the confirmation of the B sample to prove that the B sample also had an elevated TE ratio, or testosterone epitestosterone ratio. Then they do this carbon isotope ratio testing that I'm suggesting that they use on every urine sample. They do it as a confirmatory test. Now, let me tell you, in the history of carbon isotope ratio testing, it has never been overturned all the way to the highest court, CAS, the Court of Arbitration for Sport. They call it, the nickname is the nail in the coffin test. My suggestion is just use this more sophisticated test up front. Baseball players typically, unless they're being targeted for some reason, typically are only tested twice a year. First one is an IQ test. When they show up at training camp, they know they're going to be tested. Well, to me, how dumb can you be to fail that one? Then throughout the course of the season, they test most of the players one time. Well, if you're not on a list for some reason and being targeted, that basically means it's a green light to do whatever you like to do. So the program that the MLB claims, Bud Selig specifically claims, is the best of the best in American sport, it's an absolute joke. It's so easy to circumvent. As I said earlier, it's like taking candy from a baby.
Hold on, Victor. Victor Conte with us. Very interesting, insightful conversation from a man that knows. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about what he witnessed at the Olympics in London. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.